In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we examine the potential for U.S. meat exports to Cuba. Despite the longtime trade embargo, Cuba has actually been open to U.S. beef and pork for many years. But as USMEF President and CEO Philip Tseng explains, it's been a difficult market to serve because of the lack of private sector infrastructure and buying power.
When we sell pork or beef or whatever the items would be to Cuba, there's one buying organ, Alimport, which has been around for the last 30, 40 years, and they're the institution that buys all product coming through that one vector, if you will. So it's not like going and selling product in other countries in the Caribbean or elsewhere around the world. It's still very state-controlled. There's just a lot of things, distribution, a cold chain. Before this goes in a very large way, I think there's a lot of work that has to be done first before we start seeing increased meat sales into that market. Now, we see a lot of potential for agricultural items. It's just going to take time to figure out where those niches are and how we can build on that.
Because market access program funding and checkoff dollars could not be used in Cuba, this also presents a disadvantage.
The State Department has had restrictions on activities using checkoff dollars or using MAP dollars, government dollars, in Cuba or destined for Cuba. So we've been really severely limited as far as having any engagement with Cuba. However, we do have traders that have traded meat from the U.S. and from other countries that have a familiarity with the market there, but there's still a lot of development, a lot of change that's going to have to occur in Cuba before we can declare that Cuba is going to be one of the leading markets in the Caribbean. But it does have promise. They do consume pork, they do consume beef, and so we see there's an opportunity there. But we also have to bear in mind that for the last 40 years, all the rest of the world has been trading with Cuba except the United States, and so a lot of our competitors definitely have a leg up on us.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.